Review consideration.
Do you want one?
Amending policy 2.6 of the healthcare district bylaws regarding directors' request for information, President Kane. I noted one member said that he brought out that the in the second line, actually, directors are encouraged to identify specific areas of concern. And the other thing I'm kind of questioning is, or how it's really done, is the use of district staff's time and resources, which should be submitted in writing to the board president. I question whether that's been done, considering some of the things that you're looking into now and the cumbersome task you have ahead of you. So it's a concern of mine that this is not being observed at all. Because I never heard about it until I was.
I would say it's not. It has not been observed as of.
I would suggest that if it is something that is substantial and the CEO determines it is substantial, that she should forward it to the president.
But this policy says that they shall submit it prior to going to the president.
Yes, but it shouldn't have to be. No. A request, if it's a trivial request, it goes directly to the CEO.
I'm sorry, the CEO.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if the CEO thinks that it's something that she wants your approval on, then she should forward it to you.
Well, I guess my question there would be, how much time does the CEO or her staff have to figure out how long it's going to take to do that to begin with before it ever starts? I mean, you say, they spend time, how am I going to get this, where am I going to get it, how long is it going to take, da, da, da. So that's all wasting time.
Well, you wouldn't want me to send you a request saying, I'd like to get the audio of the meeting, and then you go to family just routinely accepts those requests.
I don't think that takes an extraordinary amount of time, Jack.
No, it doesn't. And
If there's a reasonable request, I'm always responsive and respectful and getting him that information. If I think it's going to be something that's going to be very taxing, time-consuming, I might send it over to Heidi and say, Heidi, how much time is this going to take? And she may come back and say, this is going to be absolutely ridiculous amounts of time. And I would then let Katie know, and that's kind of where things have been, but there's been a lot of additional requests that are taking considerable time.
There's a difference between a PRA request and a director request. PRA request, for instance, doesn't require that the director explain why he wants the information. Whereas a request as a director, the board, that's a reasonable request. But for a PRA request, it's not.
So we have always processed formal Public Records Act requests from any director as required by the act, noting that the fact that it came from a director gives it no special status whatever. Okay, so if we get a request, then we process it. But the Public Records Act request only covers existing documents. So if it's a request for an identified document and it's not otherwise exempt or privileged, it's copied and provided. What the Public Records Act does not include is research, develop answers, figure out policy, give explanations, etc. It just gives citizens the right to copies of records that already exist with some limitations. And I believe that every time that Lee had gotten one, and now every time that Pamela gets one, I am consulted because I know what the law does and doesn't require, and work with staff to be sure that the legal requirements under the Public Records Act are met. And that oftentimes includes a written explanation of why certain documents are or are not being produced. But there's a cost entailed with that, because somebody's got to go find the records, and then somebody's got to process them, and legal counsel has to work with it. So we do as the law requires, but it can be burdensome.
Well, is there a specific example of a request lately that's been excessive, or can we?
Well, a request for emails, for instance, that shouldn't involve a lot of effort.
It does, though, Mr. Hickey. Under the Public Records Act, as interpreted by the courts, staff emails, internal communications, are generally speaking exempt. And so when you request a stack of emails, somebody has to review them against the standards in the Public Records Act and determine whether they are exempt or not. It is burdensome. It's a burden that has to be met by the public agency, but as directors, each director has to be cognizant that that time and effort in reviewing those emails costs money and costs staff time, and ask themselves whether the benefit from that is worth it. That's the dilemma that we're facing here now, is a huge amount of money, not just by this legal counsel, but to the extent that our special counsel for elections has had to be involved in that. Maybe some directors don't understand really what's involved. I'm here to tell you, and Pamela too, it's a lot of work for staff and outside counsel.
The particular request asking for these emails would require some work with our IT department to go back and look for any emails that happen to be archived, because Lee deleted his emails.
That was back to 2017.
Yeah, and he deleted his emails. Now, some of them I was copied on when they were sent to Paul Mitchell, the demographer, and I have that. That's easy to produce for me to give you copies of that. But things that was just between Lee and Paul that I wasn't copied on, I have to figure out how to find those and work with our IT. It's a significant amount of time, because if he deleted them, we have to figure out, are they somewhere anyway? They're not just in a deleted file, because the deleted file gets deleted, but then are they in some server somewhere on backup? And that's where the time is.
Right, and there's additional complication in this instance, because we still have outstanding litigation, or the threat of litigation, from the attorney who brought this matter to our attention in the first place. And so because the director doesn't have any better right to it than he does, he could come in and ask for all the internal communications about this and have an open book if he went to court. The same with communications between Lee and our outside counsel for special elections. The request has been for all communications between district personnel and legal counsel on this issue. Well, if we have to produce it for a director, we'd have to produce it for the plaintiff's counsel. So it's not, oh, let's just go make a copy of some emails. That's the dilemma we have here. We have to comply with the Public Records Act, but requests under it by directors need to be judicious, with an understanding of what's really entailed when that kind of request comes in.
But as you said before, the fact that I'm a director has nothing to do with your responsibility under the PRA Act.
It's not a question of my responsibility. It's a question that of whether the requestor has a better right to those records than another citizen or opposing counsel.
Yeah. Mark, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Based on your time spent with Pamela on these issues, is it your impression that since the transition from Lee to Pamela, that there has been an increase in this kind of requests of information? From, obviously, Jack, I mean,
You can check my emails to Lee Mickelson, Pamela is not getting more than Lee did.
To answer your question, it's always been sporadic. So when there's an issue to be contested, when Lee was the CEO, there would be a flurry of these things until the issue petered out. With respect to the elections issue, it has been heavier than I can recall for any other issue in recent memory. You could ask me that same question 2 months from now, and I'd say hasn't come up. It's issue driven, I think, more than anything else.
Yes. And that will not, I don't think, is it? What are we doing with this?
Director request for policy number 2.6.
Are we changing it?
I don't think we should change it, but I think I don't know if there's some way to enforce it, because it certainly wasn't adhered to in this last series of debacle that's driving me nuts, but anyhow.
So it may be that having this discussion brings this issue to everybody's immediate consciousness and ask that the directors, particularly in this transition time, be careful about the request that they make. There is the enforcement mechanism here for requests other than those under the Public Records Act, that if they are burdensome, they can be referred to the board president, who can turn them down, and then the requesting person can bring it to the entire board at the next board meeting. So we have that enforcement mechanism in there, but nothing more.
Is there any precedent? Is there any precedent for a pattern of behavior that would substantiate a malicious intent with request?
So I think that there is a provision. Mm-hmm. It might not be in the Public Records Act, but it may have been interpreted this way, where request becomes so burdensome and pointless that a court would restrict them. Mm. But that is the Public Records Act. It's not request to the CEO. So that's because that's within the purview of the board then could step in and would have the authority under this policy to step in if and when the volume of requests becomes too burdensome.
Well, I guess, what we have is water under the bridge in some ways of speaking, but I would just like to say that I think every director needs to read this and remember it in the future.
Good luck. Are we going to table this?
I also think that, excuse me, Pamela should be encouraged to and keep a copy of this on her desk. And when you get requests, comfortable simply saying, this has got to go through President Kane.
Yes, and I am comfortable. Some of the requests are absolutely fine. Some of them are put this on, I'd like to see this on the website. But I'll let him know when, well, it was one recent that something that we said no, and I brought it to her attention, and she agreed. President Kane
agreed. I was thinking
when
I was reading this.
It's too much.
It's one thing, for instance, to say, I want a copy of the check register.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
To use Jack's terminology, we push the button, it spits out the check register, everybody gets it. It's another
reasonable
thing to say, I want to know the total amount we spent on people between the ages of 8 and 24. That, is a whole different kind of, mm-hmm. I'm just using it
as
an example. And I believe it's clear that we do not want our CEO spending mm-hmm. their time doing this kind of research and analysis for one director, whether it's Jack mm-hmm. or me or mm-hmm. anyone else. So you've got a lot to do. I expect you to be doing what the board as a whole has asked you to do and not get stuck on other kinds of things.
I thought the request too for a copy of all the stock photos was...
The iStock photos?
Yeah, that was... I mean, to what end?
When I got this, my first reaction, I sent it to Mark and Pam and Katie, is you have a policy that says you're encouraged to do something. There's
right.
no teeth in the policy.
Right.
Because you don't have to follow it. So, but after the discussion, I can see where that probably fits in okay. Although I don't like that kind of thing in a policy.
The really hard thing, when we worked on this policy, I helped Penny draft it years ago, and we re-reviewed it in committee 3 or 4 years ago when we reviewed the bylaws. The directors are elected to provide oversight to staff and be sure that money is spent in the right way and policies are followed. And sometimes you'll have a director who, you know, just, you know, is on to something and the other board members aren't, and he or she follows it through to the end and does a great job on the oversight. And you know, that can be the case. And then you can have a director, and there are others in this county who are frequently on the front pages of the newspaper, who don't do that the same way. And so how do you tell a dedicated director she can't get at important information when she thinks there's something wrong, compared to a director who's got her own agenda, is trying to make headlines, doesn't have the agency's best interest at heart? That's the balance that we've had to deal with here in this policy, and it just isn't easy to say in general how that balance is struck. But that's why the solution we came up with is, if staff's not sure, it's got to go to the board president. If the director's not sure, it should go through the board president. And board president makes a neutral decision on that. And then there's sort of an appeal to the whole board. That's maybe the best that we can do, because you can't tell a director, sorry, you can't get information you need to do your job.
I would just ask that the policy be followed.
You okay, I'll call for the question. So we want to vote on that? You want to pass that?
I move that the policy be followed.
Second.
Good.
We have a second?
Is this the A?
We did. We had a second.
Wow.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Opposed.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow.
Thank you.
We'll see.
Well.
And I guess with that, is there any request for future agendas? Very good. We will see you at 4:30 on April 4th.
It's going to be a long one, I think. Just
God willing, and the creepshow.
I'll try to shorten it, but I think it will be long. Don't forget to have Jerry sign that. But Mark, does he need to sign one that has the agenda posted?
Do you want that part on it, or do you want it off?
No. This resolution right here is fine.
Okay, it's the exact same. It's just that one has the board meeting.
It doesn't need that.
No. Okay, that's why I made one like this.
A resolution kind of stands alone once it's been signed.
Sometimes.
Okay. That's what I thought.
A pretty good day till the end, and we got.
I would appreciate it if you eat that last piece of mango.
God darn you. Okay. What if we split it?
No.
You don't want me to.
It's been sitting there calling at me.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
gosh. Okay. I will. I'm fine, too, because I had broccoli, cauliflower, dipped in a little hummus, and a little slice of cheese all day. Because I'm too busy to eat.
Sign up.
Yes, ma'am. What the heck was that?
That's Jerry's.
You just get
end up eating like my lady friend does. She gets so busy that, you know, I said, what do you have for lunch today?
Well,
I had one of those little energy bars.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I get that way.
You know, I said, what do you want me to do? Come up and pack your lunch in the morning? Bring you a salad at lunchtime? But she gets so wrapped up in her work, just like you do.
What does she do for work?
She runs a
anyhow.
A preschool.
You live to. No, you.
Oh,
she's